Trump suggests U.S. could receive rare earth minerals from Ukraine in exchange for continued support. President Donald Trump has suggested the United States could stand to gain access to Ukraine's supply of rare earth minerals in exchange for continued U.S. support for the nation as it continues to face Russian invasion forces. Speaking with reporters at the White House on February 3, Trump reiterated a complaint that the United States has carried much of the cost to arm and fund Ukraine in the ongoing war and said other nations in Europe should begin to take on a larger share of the burden. "Look, we have an ocean in between. They don't," Trump said of Europe's proximity to the ongoing conflict. "It's more important for them than it is for us, but they're way below us in terms of money, and they should be paying at least equal. They should really be paying much more than us, but let's say equal to us." Trump then raised the possibility of Ukraine reimbursing the United States for the aid it's receiving by trading rare earth minerals. "These rare earth minerals are useful in high-end electronics, computer chips, and electric vehicle batteries and are becoming an increasingly sought-after strategic resource. We're looking to do a deal with Ukraine where they're going to secure what we're giving them with their rare earth and other things," Trump told reporters. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has previously floated a proposal to export Ukraine's rare natural resources as part of a broader deal for continued foreign support in the ongoing war. This fall, Zelensky presented what he dubbed his "victory plan" to force Russia to come to the negotiating table on more favorable terms for Ukraine. His plan called for continued foreign military aid, including increased access to long-range weapons to strike inside Russia. He also called for NATO to extend alliance membership to Ukraine, providing an additional security guarantee against future Russian attacks. In exchange for this support, Zelensky said Ukraine could sign agreements with the United States and other European nations for resources such as uranium, titanium, lithium, and graphite. On the campaign trail, Trump repeatedly signaled he would prefer to quickly negotiate an end to the ongoing Russia-Ukraine war but left open questions about whether the United States would continue to arm and fund Ukraine while the fighting rages on. Trump had at times suggested on the campaign trail that he could resolve the Russia-Ukraine war within 24 hours, but his team has since put forth a more relaxed timeline for reaching a deal. In a January 9 interview with Fox News, retired U.S. Army Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, Trump's special envoy for Ukraine and Russia, set a goal of reaching a deal within 100 days of the start of Trump's term. Speaking to reporters on January 31, Trump indicated that plans to speak with Russian President Vladimir Putin were still in the works. "We'll be speaking, and I think we'll perhaps do something that'll be significant. We want to end that war," the president said.